It's only in times of deep crisis that a country imposes a 30-day state of emergency. And that's what President Volodymyr Zelensky asked Parliament for Wednesday after sharing a meeting of his Security Council. Zelensky also hosted his Polish and Lithuanian counterparts, the three signing a joint declaration of support and solidarity. Poland's President Andrzej Duda described Russia's actions as a threat not just to Ukraine, but to the whole EU. Zelensky said it is Russia that should be providing security guarantees, not the other way around.
The fact is that today there are 150,000 Russian soldiers at our border. Those territories are temporarily occupied. I believe that Russia should be among those countries that provide clear security guarantees. It's not a secret that I have many times suggested that the President of Russia sit down at the negotiating table and speak.
In the West, intense shuttle diplomacy continues. France's foreign minister has been in Berlin for talks, and tougher sanctions are looking inevitable.
We accept economic consequences for a free, sovereign and democratic Ukraine. Peace and freedom in Europe have no price tag.
Ukraine welcomed the long-awaited sanctions even though its foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, asked for more, posting on social media, hit more, hit hard and hit now. The situation along the demarcation line is becoming more tense by day. Shelling is reported by both sides. In eastern Ukraine, the leader of one of the rebel regions now recognized by Russia said he wants to peacefully settle its borders. However, Denis Puchelin added that he may need Russia's help.
At the moment, there is no presence of any Russian troops on our soil. As for the future presence, that is likely when it's needed. If we are not able to do with our own resources, then we may seek support from the Russians.
His words were received as a warning to people living in the Donetsk and Luhansk regions, taken by the separatists at the beginning of the war, but now under Ukrainian control.
Separatist leaders have made public their territorial ambitions, saying that both the Donetsk and Luhansk regions should return under their control. That has increased the worry among people living even far away from the contact line that fighting will return to their hometowns. Hoda Abdelhamid, Al Jazeera, Kramatorsk in eastern Ukraine.